Okay, we're now 13 lines from the bottom of Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara is talking about Korach. Amar Rav Yochanan, Korach lo min habaloyim v'lo min hasrufim. According to the Rav Yochanan, Korach was neither swallowed up nor was he burnt. He died in a plague afterwards. So lo min habaloyim, how do we know that he wasn't among those who were swallowed up? Dixiv, as the pasuk says, v'eskalad hadam ashel korach, that the earth opened up and swallowed all the people that belong to Korach. So the negative implication is v'lo Korach, but not Korach himself. V'lo min hasrufim, and he wasn't among those who were burnt. T'ksiv, as the pasuk says, b'chol ha'esh eis chamishim asayim ish, when the fire consumed the 250 men, v'lo Korach, but not Korach himself. B'masni satan, in the braisa we learned, Korach min hasrufim u'min habaloyim, he was both swallowed up and burnt. His neshama, his soul, was burnt, and then his body rolled to the place where it was swallowed up, and it was swallowed up there. Mina b'luim, how do you know that he was swallowed up? T'ksiv, as the pasuk says, v'tibla osav es korach, that the earth swallowed them up and korach. Mina srufim, he was among those who was burnt. T'ksiv, as the pasuk writes, v'esh yatsa me'etz Hashem, and the fire went out from God, v'tochal es chamishim asayim ish, and it consumed the 250 men. V'korach b'hadai, and Korach was amongst them. The Maharsha says that that this idea that he was not burnt or he was swallowed up, so he wants to say that, wants to minimize Korach's sin. He said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Korach did not sin that much because, after all, he made a mistake because he saw in Nevuah that he was going to have descendants coming from him. So he wasn't punished that much because he died in a plague because he spoke negatively against Moshe and Aaron, just like the spies died in a plague and they spoke negatively about Eretz Yisrael. According to the pain that said he was swallowed up and he was burnt, that said, yeah, well, he sinned a lot, because not only did he sin a lot, because he caused other people to sin, and that's why he was severely punished. Dasan Vavira on the Maharal, right? So they quarreled with Moshe. They didn't want the kahuna at all. They quarreled with Moshe. They were in machlokes. They were, and the Maharal writes that roi labale machlokes ha-gehenem. Apparently the ikar gehenem is really for people who are bale machlokes, and therefore they're all swallowed up. And apparently the Midrash says that both gehenem and machlokes were created in one day. They're fit for each other. And however, the 250 men, so they were burnt because they offered up the ketores when they shouldn't have done so. And this is just like Nadav and Avihu were burnt when they offered the ketores. So two of these 250 men were burnt when they offered the ketores. The Gemara continues and says, Amar Rava, Rava says, "My dechsiv, what does it mean when the pasuk writes, Shemesh yodat yoreach amad zvula la'or chitzecha yehaleichu, it's pasuk in Chabakuk, about the sun and the moon. So Malamed she'olu shemesh v'yoreach teaches us that Shemesh, sun, and the moon went up, and then Lizvul, they went up to, they left the regular sky, and they went to the sky that's called Zvul. Amru lefarav, they said before, Hashem, Ribono Shel, master of the world, imato sedina ben Amram, if you judge according to Moshe ben Amram, you do what he wants, Nate say we will go out to illuminate. Vimlana, if not, Lone say we're not going to go out. Achizorik behem chitzim, until God threw arrows at them. Vamar lahem, and Hashem said to the sun and the moon, Bichvod yilo machisem, you didn't protest my honor. Bichvod basar v'dam machisem, you only protested the honor of flesh and blood. Vaida now lo nafki ad demachulahu, and now Hashem made a decree that they're not going to go out to illuminate until they are beaten first. So a lot of stuff going on here. So what's this idea about the moon and the light going out? You could ask, how can they, what was their claim? So the Rashba writes that the world was created for Torah. And Hashem said, it's a Tanai with Master Bereshis. It's a condition with Master Bereshis when he created the world, that if the Bereshis accept the Torah, the world will exist. And the Sanhedrin claimed that if Korach and Korach is arguing on Moshe, who gave the Torah, so if they're successful, then the Torah will be nullified, and there will be no purpose for the world. So that's why they said, we're not going to illuminate, we're not going to continue to function in the world if Moshe is defeated. So therefore, Hashem said that He's not going to cancel the world because of Korach, and those who reject the Torah. And then the so Hashem said that they should have been mocha, they should have protested. So when should they have been protested? So Rashi said the kings bow to the sun in the morning and they don't protest about this. They only protest in Moshe's honor. The Advarma says they didn't protest when the Bnei Israel built the golden calf. And so now what does it mean that they don't come out until they're hit? So there are two different explanations. One is that Hashem punished them, that now they're going to be hit every time when they go out. And another explanation is that they're afraid now to go out because they're afraid that they're going to mess up. Because they're afraid of Hashem, so for Hashem is to hit them in order to encourage them to go out. So the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Darasho Rova expounds, Ma'ayichsi, what does it mean when the pasuk says, V'im bria yivra Hashem patza adam espia, that if there is a new creation and the land will open up its mouth, it's mutav. So he's talking about Gehenim here, there's a new creation, the creation of Gehenim. If Gehenim was already created, mutav good, and Korach should be punished. Ve'imlav, and if not, Yivra Hashem should create Gehenim now. Lamai, the Gemara says, what does that mean? Moshe, Hashem should create Gehenim. Elam, and very mamash. If you say that means to create mamash, to really create Gehenim, V'ayin kol chodesh tachad Hashem, there's nothing new under the sun. Chodesh Baruch doesn't create new things. And the Keruve Pischa, just to move its opening closer. So that is the, and in fact, the Toras Chaim said that actually, the Zohar says that Korach was a Gilgul of Kayin, and Hashem said to Kayin when his sacrifice wasn't answered, Hashem said that Im Teitiv Se'es, right? If you do better in your new Gilgul, great. V'im Lav, and if no, Im Lo Teitiv La Pesach Chatas Rovetz. Pasuk says that the opening of sin, or sin is crouching at the door, literally means. But Chazal say, Lepischa shel Gehenim chataecha, that the opening of Gehenim will be your sin. Meaning that that's what he's mentioning here. This is hinting to the fact that the Gilgul of Kain, named Korach, continued to sin, so Petach chatas, the opening of Gehenim, will come closer to deal with Korach's sin. The Gemara says, "Of Bnei Korach Lomesu, the children of Korach did not die." Tana, we learn in a Braisa, Mishum Rabbeinu, in the name of Rabbeinu Nasi Amru. It says that they did tshuva. Malkom nisbatcha lahem b'gehenem, v'yashu olav amru shira. There was a place, a high place in Gehenem, and therefore they didn't die. And they sat there and they sang shira. The Yalkut Shemoni said, how did they get saved? Because basically, when the children were sitting by Korach, their father, they saw Moshe, and they were hiding their faces in the ground. They said, if we stand because of Moshe, we're going to disgrace our father. There's a mitzvah kibbutz. If we don't stand, but the pasuk says, Mipnei Seva Takum, you should stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Better that we stand up before Moshe Rabbeinu, even though we are disgracing our father. And then they did tshuva, and therefore they did not die. It seems they had a high place in Gehenim, and that it seems, even though there's some discussion, it seems from this Gemara that they actually lived. They were pulled out from Gehenim. The Gemara continues and says, Amar Rabba Bar Chana. Rabba Bar Chana says, Zimnechada hava kaz azlinan ba'orcha. There was one time that I was walking on the road. Amar liyahu taye, an Arab merchant, said to me, Tavach ve'lach blui the Korach. Come with me and I'm going to show you the place of where Korach and his congregation was swallowed in the ground. Azel chaza tre bize de hava ka nafa kitra. So the Arab went and he saw two holes in the ground that where smoke was coming out of them. Like a geyser, I guess. Shakal gavava damra. So he took a piece of wool. Am Shemaya, he dipped it in water. And he put it, he stuck it in the head of his spear. And he put it, this spear, the tip of the spear with the wool, over in the hole where the smoke came out. Icharach. And it got singed. Amarle, that Arab said to Rabba Baruchana, Atzis ma shamat. Listen to what you're hearing from the ground. Yishma is to have a kamruhachi. And I hear that they're saying, the people who were swallowed up from Korach are saying what? Moshe v'saraso emes, Moshe and his Torah are true. V'hein badaim, and we are liars. We are false. Our claims are false. Amar Li, the Rabbi Chana says that Yishmaeli, that Arab, said to him, Kol t'lasin yomim madra lahu gehenim kibasar b'toch chalachas. Every 30 days, they turn over, their bodies turn over, like the way you turn over meat in a pot. Amri, and they say, Moshe was Sarasu Emes v'hein badaim. The Moshe and his Torah are true, and they are liars. So, there's a whole discussion as to what is going on here. What's with these two holes in the ground? What's this every 30 days? So the Olos Ephraim said the two holes refer to kina and kavod, jealousy and honor. And he says that the wool that they put in the holes refer to the tzemer, hints that even people who are shalim, they're like wool, they're like a clean wool, that they're clean from any sin, and they're soaked, right? They were soaked in water, they're soaked in Torah mitzvah. Nevertheless, if they falter with these two bad midos, which are kina and kavod, search for jealousy and honor, and that was the problem of Korach's group, so then they will be sins, they will be burnt. And the nature of Lariva, when they say Moshe b'Torah Emes, that even though you know that the truth is with Moshe and his Torah, you're still going to fight. Because even when you know that you're wrong, but your desire for your jealousy and your honor are going to lead you to do what you know is wrong. And that's the idea of them saying Moshe b'Torah Emes. The Bar Shah says that the two holes were like the two different sins that Korach and his group did, jealousy with the honor of Moshe, they were jealous of the honor of Moshe and Aaron, but not with their milos, not with their true traits. There's Moshe, they were jealous that they weren't jealous with his Torah, they're jealous with the honor that was afforded to him when he would come to the camp. And with Aaron, they weren't jealous of the shalom that he did in the camp, the peace. They're jealous again with his honor. The Maral says that, let me just finish this. And so what's every 30 days? Well, every 30 days, they said Moshe Emes for Saraso Emes. So there are different explanations. The Ritva says that every 30 days, a person is judged every 30 days in Gehenna. So they are judged. The Marsha said that Korach's Taina, Korach's claim, why is there one Kohen Gadol? The whole nation is holy. And there should be a Kohen Gadol from every tribe that they should serve another month. And they should divide into 12 months of 12 different tribes. Shem chose one Kohen. So every Rosh Chodesh, he wanted there to be another Kohen from their tribes. Therefore, they're punished every Rosh Chodesh. There are different reasons that were brought down. Okay, stop here.